La Voz de la Memoria in English. News, information, interviews and discussions about Spain's historical memory movement, with reports on what's happening at La Casa de la Memoria La Sauceda in Jimena de la Frontera.
The José Luis Díez. A ship that survived thanks to the people of Gibraltar. José Luis Díez is a Spanish name which has become part of Gibraltarian history, although it's little known outside the rock. In fact, this particular José Luis Díez was not a person, but a ship, a Churruca-class destroyer from the Spanish Republican Navy, which was being used in the Civil War on the government side. Should we describe José Luis Díez as lucky or ill-fated? Few vessels can have had such a checkered history. She was involved in battles and was hulled but didn't sink. She was saved by the generosity of Gibraltarian dockyard workers and then deliberately beached in Catalan Bay after a brave, although some might say foolhardy, attempt at escape. The design of these ships was so similar to the British Scott class that confusion sometimes arose. This part of the story began when the José Luis Díez was disguised as a British destroyer. She was painted with the pennant of HMS Grenville and flying the Royal Navy flag. The aim was to try to break the nationalist blockade of the Strait of Gibraltar and reach the Mediterranean. After two frustrated attempts, she tried again, became involved in a battle and was damaged. The damage was so severe that she was forced to seek refuge in Gibraltar. This was on the 27th of August 1938. The presence of a Republican ship was a great embarrassment to the Gibraltarian authorities because of Britain's pact of non-intervention in the Civil War. Also, the British and Gibraltarian authorities were sympathetic towards Franco. There was a great deal of diplomatic to-ing and fro-ing as they tried to decide what would be best to do. In the end, they decided she would have to be repaired by the crew and that it should be done as swiftly as possible to put an end to the problem. However, this was not as simple as it sounded. The damage was too severe for the crew to fix. Someone else would have to do it. The British authorities would not allow the ship to be repaired in the naval dockyard. They were even reluctant to give permission for the crew of approximately 180 to disembark. As Dr. Gareth Stocky reveals in his book, Gibraltar, A Dagger in the Spine of Spain, local shipping agents refused to work on the ship. They claimed that doing so could jeopardise their business interests in nationalist territory in Spain. In 1936, they had also refused to supply oil to the Republican fleet, although the nationalist side seemed to refuel okay. However, Gibraltar at this time was very divided, and among the working class in particular, there was considerable support for the Spanish Republic. The presence of the stricken vessel and its crew aroused strong feelings of sympathy and support among many, but by no means all, of the dockyard workers, and they decided to carry out the repairs themselves, unpaid. In his research for his book Our Forgotten Past, George Palau noted that the José Luis Díez was moved to a less visible position in the harbour, and the 8-foot hole in her side was covered with tarpaulin. This was so that spies, such as nationalist sympathisers or Spanish workmen who came into Gibraltar daily, couldn't see how the repairs were progressing. They took several months to complete, but by the end of December the José Luis Díez was ready to leave, much to the relief of the Gibraltarian authorities. She sailed out under darkness in the early hours of the 31st of December. Most reports say she crept out stealthily, leaving somebody holding a light up at her normal position in the harbour to make it look as if she was still there. But George Palau says this was refuted by a crew member he met many years later. This sailor told him the ship had had to leave. It was under orders from the Republican government. The captain had asked to wait until other naval ships were sent to the area to provide assistance, but he was told they were already on their way and he was to go. Those ships never arrived. The crew member who spoke to George Palau told him the ship was travelling fast as she headed out to sea, but the nationalist forces knew she was coming. Someone in Gibraltar had set off a flare, probably more than one, to alert them. She was attacked by several of their ships about 10 miles off Catalan Bay, and during the ensuing battle she collided with one. Despite only having one gun against these considerably superior forces, she continued to fight until a shot into the engine room caused the main steam pipe to burst and she lost speed. The captain then ran her aground at Catalan Bay, still under fire from the Nationalist ships. Some of the shells fell on the village, damaging roofs and buildings and injuring a number of people. The captain used a loudspeaker to call for assistance in removing the dead and wounded members of his crew, and the villagers set off in boats to bring them on shore. A military guard was placed on board the ship and its flag was struck. The captain was held under guard. When asked why he had made the escape attempt with such odds against him, he replied, "It is better to have honour and no ship than a ship and no honour." The crew were repatriated to Spain. They were asked individually where they wanted to go, and unsurprisingly, none of them wanted to go to the Nationalist zone. They were transported to Almeria on board two British destroyers. The José Luis Díez's fighting days were over. In March 1939, the British government handed the ship over to the Nationalists, and in 1965, she was finally decommissioned and scrapped.
That brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to the podcasts of La Voz de la Memoria in English.